This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe the Steelers actually want Aaron Rodgers? It's a really good point brought up by Doran in the last segment, and Jason will ask you this question. Break a tie here. I contend that the Steelers wanted Justin Fields, that they want Aaron Rodgers. They're just really bad at getting it done. Doran says, you know, I don't know if they really want any of these guys. And Doran, you can correct me if I'm saying it incorrectly. They're just naming their price, and if they don't get them, they're not going to lose any sleep on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that, Adam. I mean, that's what was going through my head as you brought that up. I mean, I think want is a relative term here. They wanted Russell Wilson, or so they said. They want Aaron Rodgers. For what price? And I don't even know if the Steelers are wrong there. I got into it with Pony on Friday about this. I mean, I would want Aaron Rodgers for like $15 or $20 million. I think he is worth it at that price point. If Aaron Rodgers wants $40 million, I don't want Aaron Rodgers at that point. If we know what the Steelers' offer is to Aaron Rodgers, I think that tells us a little bit more, but we don't. I don't know. And if you wanted somebody that bad, I feel like, yes, you would close. So, I mean, you can want things, but getting it done is always a problem.
Yeah, and Jason, I mean, they could not want somebody in this draft too, but I feel like that there's a situation between want and can't pass up. At 21, if Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart is there at 21, even though that they may not want them fully, I can't see the Steelers passing one of those guys up if they're there at 21.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Doran. I don't see Sanders being there. Dart gives me a little bit more pause. But at this point, the way this quarterback thing is going, man, like if I had that opportunity and let's say like that was a reasonable grade, maybe we can assume that. People much smarter than me have to make that determination. I mean, I don't see how Sanders goes from where he's at to falling to 21.
Well, if you look at the draft order, Jason, check out the draft order. I mean, it could fall that way. I mean, I could see it playing out, honestly, him sliding, not because teams don't want him, but teams don't really need a quarterback.
Yeah, I guess, let me answer your question with a question, though. Which set of baggage would you rather have? The Aaron Rodgers drama or Deion Sanders coming here and the attention around Shedeur Sanders? I don't know. I think I'd rather have Shedeur Sanders, but I'm with you. If either of those guys are there, it's going to make me think. I feel like Dart might be overdrafting a little bit, but Sanders is easier for me.
If Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback, I think I'm going to try to do ayahuasca with him.
Adam. That would be a great promotion for you. And you are the one person in this market, I think, that would do the best on ayahuasca.
Oh, that is 100% not right. I would
lose your mind.
But it would be the most entertaining
out.
Because we'd all laugh at you.
I just watched the documentary.
Starkey would be the worst.
Starkey would be worse than me. He would lose his mind. Have you seen the Aaron Rodgers Enigma documentary, Jason?
I have not, actually. It's been on my list to watch. I have not seen it.
It doesn't make me like him. It makes me understand, I think, where he's coming from. And it makes me kind of a little bit want to do ayahuasca. And I think I would try to strike up a personal relationship with him. And I think I would drink that mud, and I think I would hang out in the hut, and we would be close, and it would be great.
Do you think he would want to do it with you, though?
I think he wants people to open up their minds to different universal possibilities.
Hmm.
And I think I would allow him to try to open up my mind and maybe give me some money.
I think the odds of you doing ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers are less than zero, Adam.
I
love you, but that's not happening.
Oh, no. You said less than zero?
Less than zero.
I would put it at greater than zero, but less than 5%.
No.
Just as a thought exercise here, guys, and I don't think actually, Jason, real quick, I don't think, and Dora and I talked about this, I don't think there'd be that much baggage with Shador Sanders.
Me neither.
I think because Mike Tomlin's the coach, I think that Deion would leave well alone. That's just, it's a educated guess, but it is a guess. All right, here's the thought exercise. Tennessee needs a quarterback. They're going to take Cam Ward, you would think.
Or Abdul Carter.
They could take Abdul Carter, but I would smack them in the face for that. I think that's idiotic. Hell of a player. Hell of a player. You've got to turn your franchise around. You ain't doing it. Look at how many playoff wins TJ Watts led the Steelers to. I digress. Cleveland at two could take a quarterback, but I don't think they're going to.
I'm hearing that they're all in on Hunter.
Travis Hunter. The Giants could absolutely take one. New England's not going to. Jacksonville's not going to. Vegas could, but probably Gino? I think they brought Geno in so that they could punt on it this year and get after it next year. The Jets could, but they got $30 million guaranteed in Justin Fields. Carolina won't. New Orleans probably waits another year. Chicago won't. San Fran won't. Dallas won't. Miami won't. Indy won't.
There's a lot of probably won'ts there, Adam, for me. Are we trying to mock Sanders to the Steelers?
I'm just saying I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that one of those two is there, Sanders or Dart, and maybe other teams who have shown that they can't handle chaos and don't have a head coach as respected as Mike Tomlin, maybe they pass on Sanders and go with a Jackson Dart.
Jason, I'm going to say this. The way I look at it is if the Tennessee Titans take Abdul Carter, that messes everything up and that pushes Sanders all the way down to 21.
Yeah, there are just some teams there that I don't necessarily see passing on a quarterback. Like we're just assuming that the Saints won't. We're just assuming that the Jets won't. I mean, the Jets probably won't. That's fair. They do have money tied up in Fields. But I don't know. I have a hard time believing. We're saying Sanders is going to let – so Cam Ward's going to be the only quarterback who goes in the top 20 picks?
No,
I just find that hard to believe.
I could see Jackson Dart getting drafted ahead of Shador is what I'm saying.
How many mock drafts have you seen where Jackson Dart has been a legitimate first-round pick, though?
I've seen
more that have him in the middle rounds.
I didn't see a single
overdraft.
I didn't see a single bracket that had West Virginia out of the tournament, so I ain't exactly up on my mocks right now.
I couldn't bring myself to bring that up. I was going to make a joke about how we both went to schools that aren't in the NCAA tournament. But
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Westminster, they're holding on hope. Jason, okay, we've all kind of agreed that they could do that at 21, like even if it is a Dart. Would that be a smart move in your opinion, though?
For Jackson Dart at 21?
Yeah.
I feel like they have other needs. I don't like it. I would be much more convinced of Shador Sanders, at least based on the information, the analysis, that sort of stuff that we have now. I think I'd rather see them go defensive line at that pick. Maybe turn things over to Mason Rudolph for a year. Who knows who they sign? I wrote last week I wouldn't have any problem bringing in Jameis Winston and just roll the ball out and see what the heck happens. Maybe it goes horribly. I don't know. I'm against paying Aaron Rodgers $40 million. I know that. And if that's what the hangup is, I feel like you can get a better player than Jackson Dart, and you can maybe wait on it, and the quarterback you would get in the middle rounds if you want to take a flyer on it. I don't think he's that much worse than Jackson Dart, again, based at least on the information and analysis we have right now.
What about running back at 21? I mean, I'm seeing some mock drafts that the D linemen that they want that are worthy of a first round pick, like the Grants of the world, are going to go in the top 10. Like, some guys could be gone by the time that they get to 21, which they might have evaluations on in the second or third round.
Yeah, I still don't love it, Doran. I mean, I might take Jackson Dart above a running back just because I think they're better insulated against that. Like, I'd rather turn things over to – I mean, you can still get a running back in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. I don't think that's a big deal. You know, and you've got two guys there who can theoretically carry the load, and Jaylen Warren, Kenneth Gainwell. Like, at that point, I might take – I know that's not the question that was asked. I just feel like they're addressing one position. If you'd take Ashton Jeanty or whatever there, I'm really hoping – I know this isn't a strategy – but I'm really hoping they can fix defensive line with their first round pick. I mean, we went into this offseason recognizing what a weakness that was. Like, let's not lose sight of the Super Bowl and what the Eagles did and how impactful that was and how far off the Steelers are. I understand what you're saying about not reaching for guys. I get it, but I hope that that's still something they can get done in the draft.
Well, guys, I'm out on the ayahuasca. I'm doing some Googling here, and before partaking in an ayahuasca ceremony, facilitators recommend that participants abstain from cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, and caffeine to purify their bodies. That's going to be a hard no for me, man.
Before doing that? That's what you have to do?
Yeah.
Nice little cleanse.
Yeah, you got to clean yourself out. 2 to 4 weeks? Hell
Get out. No way. No.
Just a... out of curiosity, which one of those is the one that you think I'd have the hardest time?
Caffeine.
Probably cigarettes.
It's you both were right. That's right. They're tied for first, the cigarettes and the caffeine. Jason, this is always fun. Appreciate your time, and let's do it again next week.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Love Take you care. Guys.
Thank you, Jason.
See you, Jason. Love wow. you too, buddy.
Wow. Look at that.
See, he got into it with Pony. He ain't telling Pony he loves him.
Nope.
We just have a stimulating conversation that ends in ayahuasca.